0100. Selected. Dentrica 1 of 1. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Purge. The flight deck was in chaos. As Haldron 44 Stryker strode across the open space, he tucked his officer's baton under one arm. The Skitari commander's coils burned with the traffic being relayed through them. Stryker had been rewarded for his part in the discovery of the Perborea STC template with greater responsibilities. Every Skitari soldier and support construct aboard the fleet's carriers and arc ships was under his authority. Legions were his to command. Deploying so many cybernetic soldiers, their associated crawlers and iron strider engines was no easy task, even for one of the machine god's favored servants. The slick choreography and unison with which the Skitari deployed and carried out their deadly duties required drill, communication, and absolute obedience. The helter-skelter dispersal of forces such as the Astra Militarum lacked the precision and fearless commitment of the Skitari. It was lax, improvident, and Stryker suspected cost as many lives in getting down to the surface as the Adeptus Mechanicus spent securing a landing site in enemy hands. Stryker almost felt sorry for the machine spirits forced to operate alongside such soldiers. Every Skitarius knew his place in the wider scheme of battle. Each was a cog set within the teeth of another, turning in silent synchronicity. The banter and fearful smiles of guardsmen had no place aboard a Skitari dropship. Emotional engagements were dialed back by the fleet's priestly overlords, meaning that even in the midst of an assault, with havoc unfolding about them, Skitari reviewed their protocols, calibrated targeters, and uploaded strategic overlays. The Primus stepped forward as a column of towering Ballisteri engines walked past, followed by an Onager dune crawler, chewing up the deck with its crustacean-like legs. An Alpha jogged by, offering Stryker the blurt of a salute, his metal footfalls in rhythm with the Skitari vanguard that ran behind him. With radium carbines leant against one armored shoulder and trench cloaks flapping behind, the gleaming soldiers were an impressive sight. Beneath their crackling pack generators, battleware and warplate, their poisoned flesh told a different story. Missing teeth, bleeding ports, radioactive burns like a camouflage pattern across pallid flesh. Stryker would have recorded commendations for the impressive vanguard Skitari, but for the fact that beyond engaging automated tallies and sigil recognition, the Skitari commander was barely aware of the deck. Stryker was in phylactic communion with scores of Skitari officers across the Basilica and the advancing formation of troop carriers. The Orgon, the Siberian, and the Treaty of Olympus were all part of the first wave and, like the Basilica, were loading clades of cybernetic soldiers, vehicles, heavy weapons and materiel aboard bulk landers and orbital dropships that would put deployments of the Astra Militarum to shame. Uncaring of claustrophobia and the lack of such personal space as even a guardsman would require, Adeptus Mechanicus dropships could carry nearly twice the force deployment of an Astra Militarum transport. On top of that, the dropships and bulk landers themselves were larger. Once loaded, the monstrous craft were carried across the flight deck on parallel columns of ceiling rails that were built into the superstructure of the Skitari carriers. Once they had left the deck and were held over their planetary destination, the dropships released their anchor clamps and thundered down into an orbital descent, each followed moments later by another craft and another. It was this procedure that Haldron 44 Stryker was overseeing, not only across the first wave carriers, but across a second and third. As ranking Alpha, Stryker led from the front with the first Skitari to get planetside. He had left 10 Victro Tiberiacs in charge of the second wave, and Nallowed Decker 871, a cold creature even for a Skitarius, with the responsibility for the third. The ear-splitting sound of a klaxon roared across the flight deck. At the same moment, Stryker received a priority stream from the command bridge that superseded his other overlays and interactions. It was Tech Priest Captain Farad alerting the Skitari commander that the Basilica had almost achieved orbit around Vulcanos Magna. It hadn't been an easy approach. The system was strewn with shipwreckage, the dereliction of void docks, and the macro-scaffolding of long-abandoned experiments. With the Opus Machina and several ARC cruisers shielding the Mechanicus transports, forge tenders, and escort carriers, the Fabricator Locum had authorized the fleet's complement of heavy frigates and destroyers to punch through the system defenses. The Opus Machina had intercepted Augur station communications from a moonlet orbiting a red gas giant on the outskirts of the Velkonos system. The scrap code was heavy with corruption and had alerted the Forge world to the approaching danger. The Fabricator Locum had ordered the stations left alone, favoring the speed of an assault directly on Velkonos Magna. The Ark Mechanicus could not avoid the lance blasts of a sentry ship, however, rising from the upper atmospheric miasma of another bilious gas giant. The black beast of a ship was spiked with vanes, antennae, and boarding spikes, and had been hidden from augurs in the dense radiation of the planet. From the look of the heavy cruiser and the sickness of its streamed signatures, it appeared as though Velkonos Magna had continued operating as a hub of industry, construction, and maintenance, despite being claimed by the great Gaia so long ago. The Opus Machina took the bale stream across its port flank, but returned fire with its monstrous plasma batteries. As the mauled cruiser fell back into the bile-swirling storms of the gas giant, the Ark Mechanicus had ploughed on. Dispatching its blockade-breaking spear-tip of frigates, adamantyclads, and torpedo-launching destroyers, the Mechanicus fleet surged corewards. The Opus Machina and the Scutari fleet ships negotiated the debris and flashing wreckage of enemy vessels that had been blasted apart or rammed in half by the Mechanicus ships. The fleet suffered its own losses, however. On the bridge of the Basilica, Stryker had watched fleet tenders and forge ships descend on the frigate Auxilicron and the adamantyclad Malix with the aim of making void repairs to the crippled vessels. On the approach to Velkonos Magna, the fleet ran parallel to a debris trail that tumbled through the void behind the forge world. Colossal chunks of rock, the size of small moons, and rolling with the irregularity of boulders, housed stations, gun platforms, void-beached hulks, silos, anchored mines, and electromagnetic nets that sizzled with their powered intention to snag approaching vessels. Fighting a running battle between the twisted blockaders and the macro-weapon emplacements launching salvos at the fleet from the debris field, there was little space to maneuver. While the troop carriers, carrying their precious Scutari invasion force, thundered on, the Opus Machina and passing Ark cruisers blasted the defense installations to pieces. Mechanicus frigates engaged system ships at point-blank range and, vessel by destroyed enemy vessel, the fleet made its indomitable approach. Stryker pointed his baton at passing cohorts of Scutari soldiers, tallying their identifications. As the Basilica maneuvered into position above the Forge world, it was imperative that all of his constructs and materiel were on board the dropships. Rangers from the Zenris Phase 404-D Fractor began filing onto the flight deck, counted in by their attending Alpha. Their arc rifles and transuranic weapons were slung. Like the vanguard Scutari before them, the Rangers jogged across the deck with a loping, heavy-set choreography. The Rangers began assembling in front of the Nuncio, the dropship in whose shadow Haldron 44 Stryker was standing. The monstrous craft's engines roared to life and cycled with a deep chug that could be felt in the stomach.
"Alpha Kurtz, get those Rangers on board," Stryker voxed across the hangar.
"Yes, Primus," Kurtz answered.
There was no embarrassment or resentment in the Scutari officer's words, only obedience. Like Stryker, Kurtz's emotional capacities had been faded in favor of Aegis protocols and acquisition wetware. He thought only of the coming battle and his Rangers' preparation for such hostilities.
"Master Ansys, I want those crawlers stowed and secured," Stryker transmitted through the din to a Scutari officer pacing a trio of lumbering vehicles. "Do you read me? Lively now."
"Immediately, Primus."
Slipping his baton into his belt, Stryker approached the Nuncio. Grabbing hold of a ladder on the side of the rumbling craft, the Scutari commander hauled his combat chassis up the armored hull towards the cockpit. Halfway up, he stopped and turned. The Zenris Phase 404-stroke diffractor were still filing in from the barracks decks and armory, while the crawlers, under the instructions of Master Ansis, were reversing into the underbelly bay. Stryker would have cursed himself if he had such a mind to. While the loading of the dropships took place in a silent and organized fashion, the process was still too slow in the Skitari commander's estimation. With the Basilica descending into position, he could feel in his workings the battle between the pull of the Forge World's gravity and the carrier's artificial own. All dropships should have been loaded and ready for launch by now. In his present state of mind, however, such disappointment found the form of a file-registered notation. An analysis deferred to post-operation, when the Primus resolved to review embarkation procedures, armory rotation, and access to the hangar from the barracks decks. The Skitarius felt a shudder pass through the troop carrier. Climbing the ladder, Stryker felt the Basilica bank harshly. As he had proceeded with the important duty of assembling his legions for battle, both on board the Basilica and in phylactic communion with commanders on other carriers, the fleet had punched through the Forge World system defences. The Opus Machina and her Arc Cruiser consorts had blasted and broadsided their way through the twisted system ships and spiked monitors that ran down on the Mechanicus fleet. Destroyers had launched streams of torpedoes into orbital mines and debris-mounted silos, turning the gargantuan fragments of rock and embedded installations that tumbled after the Forge World into showers of stone and scrap. Mechanica's heavy frigates soaked up the firepower of orbital defense platforms and system ships, shielding the Skitari carriers from the worst of the damage. As the Basilica rolled, with fat beams of energy crisscrossing the blackness of the void outside, the flight deck was granted a vertiginous first view of Vulcanos Magna. Stryker's overlays danced with diagrams and flashing notations as he paused on the ladder. There was so much to take in. The Forge World was a planetary horror. Thousands of years buried in the insanity of the Great Gaia had turned Satzika Secundus's sister forge into a tainted monstrosity. It was an insult to the machine god to whom it had originally been dedicated. Bathing in the furnace light of a spent star, its blessed dirt now crackled with the saturations of the warp. Its surface-smothering industriescape had become a twisted labyrinth of dark labors, while the mighty forge temples that once reached into dusky Vulcanosian skies now burned with the balefire of the beyond. Stryker soaked up the deviant enormity of the vision. The nightmare surface of vent scrapers and smokestacks roared hellfire and belched spiritual pollutions. The stately forges had now become the perverted palaces of the dark Mechanicum. Demon-possessed machinery transported raw materials and weapons, vehicles and warrior constructs across the planet like plagues of spindly, black insects. Worst of all, Vulcanos Magna seemed to have experienced a great physical calamity during its many years of isolation. A planetary affliction, born of a malfunctioning weapon or terrible experiment. One quarter of the Forge World was missing, blasted to the gargantuan chunks of rubble that tumbled in its orbiting wake. Vulcanos Magna now harbored an open wound. The ragged gash running down the side of the Forge World was busy with platforms, macro scaffolding, and skeletal dry docks. The structures were set within the exposed rock and the installation-blistered cliff face of the gaping abyss. Half-constructed within shipyards were monstrous vessels, sitting within black scaffolding like fat flies cocooned within a spider's web. Some of the ships followed recognized, if long-forgotten, patterns of architecture. Others were heretical deviations, an experimental craft. Most horrific of all, however, were the abominate craft that almost seemed alive within the construction yards. The very metal of the vessels appeared possessed by otherworldly entities that gave the ships a fell life of their own. Below the shipyards and constructions, Stryker could see the infernal glow of the planetary core. It was a sea of molten iron, slurping, burning, and churning. Even from orbit, the Forge World's heart seemed to be possessed of some demonic intelligence of its own, forming mind-scalding visions and monstrous faces in the liquid metal of its damnation. Vulcanos Magna was truly a world long lost and damned. A planet taken from the Adeptus Mechanicus and twisted into a dark forge that served the needs of the demon, the heretic, and those tech-pledged to chaos. Alarms began to screech across the flight deck. Sodium arc lamps flashed yellow, and Stryker felt the upload of contextual data. It was from the command deck. Tech priest Captain Farad had sent warning of ground-to-orbit ordnance launched from the forge world below. "All Skatari board your nearest dropship," the Primus transmitted on all streams and channels. "Dropships Nuncio, Vegra Maximon, Lucifex, Sumtul 4, prepare for launch." Pulling himself up the ladder, Haldron 44 Stryker made for the cockpit of the Nuncio. Cracking comets of electromagnetic fury roared up past the troop carrier. Blasted from nightmarish silos set amongst the slave mills and manufacturing districts of the crowded forge world's surface, the crackling bolts of the energy blasts seemed to screech, arc, and spit with a rabid, infernal fury. Another seared up along the flank of the Basilica, grazing the troop carrier's hull plating. As Stryker reached the cockpit side hatch, he heard the wail of a proximity alert. Instinctively locking the fingers of his bionic gauntlets about the rungs of the ladder, the Skatarius readied himself for the damage to come. "All Skatari, brace for impact!" Stryker ordered across all mind-link streams and synced frequencies. "All Skatari, brace for impact!" The Primus fully expected to be thrown from the side of the dropship, but the physical shockwave of a weapon striking the underside of the troop carrier never came. His cogitator coils sizzled with possibilities. His overlays streamed with data and the flash of diagrammatical representations. For a moment, Stryker wrestled with the likelihood that they had not in fact been hit at all and that the proximity warning had triggered prematurely. Exploratory bolts of rancid energy found their way up the side of the carrier and probed the flight deck floor like monstrous digits. Stryker knew that he had been wrong on all counts. The electromagnetic blast was not a crippling volley fired up from the forge world surface at all. Cycling through filters, Stryker watched the blasts crackle furiously across the deck and came to realize that the balls of lightning were not weapons as such, but demonic entities. Separating off, streams of infernal energy snapped and arced across the deck, jumping from one piece of equipment to another. Bulk loaders and power lifters assumed a horrific life of their own. Their machine spirits transmitted miserable, codified screams as the demons devoured them and overloaded the intricate workings of the vehicles. "Do not engage," Stryker ordered. But it was too late. Rangers of the Zenris Phase 404 stroke diffractor, entering the hangar and as yet to embark their designated dropships, fired on the boarding entities. On Alpha Kurtz's orders, a cohort of Skatari blasted the rogue hangar machines to smoldering wreckage, forcing the demons to arc from the floor, to the ceiling, to the hangar wall, and into a fresh selection of equipment. The Skatari laid down suppressive fire for their compatriots, who were still running for the dropship ramp at Kurtz's command. The demonic entities took possession of a cluster of heavy weaponry, waiting to be loaded onto the rail-mounted dropship behind the Nuncio. A neutron laser projector suddenly came to life, blazing trails of blinding light across the deck. As Skatari Rangers ran for the dropship, they were cut in half by the pinpoint intensity of the powerful weapon. Electrical arcs cascaded along the walls of the hangar, feeling their way into the circuitry and power lines housed within. The flight deck bulkhead slammed down, decapitating an unfortunate ranger who was caught below the descending door. With their compatriots trapped in the corridor beyond, Skatari of the Zenris Phase 404 stroke diffractor worked to manually crank the bulkhead door open. "Get out of there!" Stryker commanded, but within moments the electromagnetic demons were amongst the rangers. As Alpha Kurtz backed across the flight deck, firing his arc rifle and dragging as many Skatari as he could muster, the entities crackled and spat through the rest of his cohort. Jumping from sparking weapon to weapon, the demons overloaded the power packs, turning Skatari rifles into small handheld bombs. As Rangers dropped to the deck in a succession of eye-searing explosions, other cybernetic soldiers had the presence of mind to abandon their weapons. This did not stop the demons streaming straight into the Scutari themselves, however. Directing the remainder of his units into the troop bay of the Nuncio, Alpha Kurtz had to watch as the infernal entities flooded the cybernetic workings of his soldiers. One by one, Kurtz, and through him Stryker, felt themselves cut off from the Ranger units. Possessed by the demon entities, the Scutari drew arc pistols from their belt holsters and placed the muzzles to the sides of their helmets. A sequence of blasts and dropping bodies worked its way through their number. As one by one, the cybernetic soldiers unloaded streams of death straight into their own augmented skulls. Haldron 44 Stryker swung through the cockpit hatch, legs first. The dropship cockpit was small, busy and cramped, with only enough room for a vox station situated behind a chair-interfaced servitor pilot. The servo skull, Phrenos 361, sat atop an interface column, waiting for its master, while Saitor 2 Kirkady, ranking Alpha amongst the Scutari soldiers being transported aboard the Nuncio, climbed the troop bay ladder.
Kirkady, get those bay doors closed,
Stryker ordered.
But Primus, the Alpha said.
Right now, Scutarius, Stryker said, sending the officer back down the ladder.
Pilot, you are ordered to make way. All haste, if you please.
The ghoulish servitor's teeth chattered between its drawn, black lips. Acknowledging the Scutari commander with a chunter of code, the pilot servitor moved its digit interfacia across the cockpit instrumentation. Returning to the open hatch, Stryker could see that the remaining Scutari of the Zenris Phase 404 stroke diffractor were dead. The electromagnetic demons were nowhere to be seen. The bulkhead door had reopened, however, and the air of the flight deck was being sucked down it. Stryker saw crates and Scutari bodies dragged towards the howling maelstrom of the passageway. The Primus could barely imagine the hell that was being unleashed on the barracks decks and beyond. Fortunately, he didn't have to. As the Nuncio rocked on its launch rail, Stryker realized that the demonic entities had reached the armory. The screeching evacuation of air from the hangar promptly ceased as gouts of flame, arcing electricity, and pranging frag roared from the opening. Sealing the cockpit hatch, Stryker stumbled back over to the vox station. The Scutari commander snatched up a communications line. Stabbing the interface into a haptic port in the side of his helm, he slammed his combat chassis down in the station chair.
Calling all dropcraft awaiting disembarkation aboard the Basilica and the carriers beyond, Stryker voxed, strapping himself into his seat. This is a command override. Delta stroke Iota 93764. You are to ignore your launch protocols. Launch now with whatever troops and materiel you have stowed. I repeat, launch now. This is an order to purge. Acknowledge.
As the Nuncio rumbled along its launch rail, acknowledgement signatures piped up across the vox. The Basilica began to roll, sending a kaleidoscopic blur of the heretic forge world whirring before the cockpit. Initiating phylactic communion, Haldron 44 Stryker attempted to mind-link to Tech Priest Captain Farad or any of the Scutari officers left aboard. All he could manage was the horror of a few seconds spent experiencing the dying moments of Tech Priests and cybernetic soldiers. Sizzling through static overlay after overlay, Stryker caught glimpses of the decimated armory, bodies floating through the zero gravity of the airless barracks and demon entities thrashing through the room banks and servitors of the carrier's small bridge.
Farad, Stryker transmitted, but all the Tech Priest captain had for him was the insanity of a man possessed.
Smashing his cranial augmentations against the command deck wall, Farad had lost himself to the demon that flooded his conduits and workings. Stryker caught a glimpse of brains and bloody bionics as the Tech Priest captain indulged the insanity of his demon puppet master. Hearing the code-laced corruption of the infernal entity whispering to him through the phylactic interface, Stryker broke off the connection. Jumping to the phylactic consciousness of the Tech Priest Majoris, Stryker found that Magos Andravac and his engine seers were all either dead or dying. Blinking between their static shot feeds, Stryker saw that the engineering section was bleached with bright white light. His optic overlays were crowded with code and updates. He searched through the data streams coursing through his cogitator. His mind was swarming with redundant feeds from all over the Basilica, mixed in with dropship acknowledgements and clarification requests from Secretariat officers aboard the other troop carriers, including 10 Victro Tiberiacs. He had no time to answer. Amongst a meme repository of logged items and updata, Haldron 44 Stryker located the confirmation that he had feared finding. Magos Andravac's final assessment, transmitted only moments before his death. Confirmation that the carrier's sublight plasma drive was in the process of overloading. The demonic entities would not stop until all on board the Basilica were dead. Stryker couldn't let that happen. "All Basilica-registered dropcraft," Stryker voxed. "You are ordered to disengage your rail anchors. I repeat, break launch sequence and initiate drop immediately." The servitor pilot of the Nuncio turned its head, giving Stryker a view of a single dead eye and yellowed teeth. "Do it," he told the servitor. The drone chunted code back at the Primus, warning him of the impact to come. "All Scutari," Stryker called across the internal vox, flicking to the troop bay channel. "Brace!" Stryker felt the familiar leap of the disengagement in the pit of his stomach. Releasing its anchored hold on the rail, the Nuncio fell the short distance between the hangar ceiling and the flight deck. The impact shuddered through the dropship's superstructure, up through the troop bay, the cockpit, and the vox station chair. Tinny alarms and flashing lights erupted from the cockpit instrumentation, but the pilot servitor moved its fingers slickly across switches and studs, silencing the Nuncio. Without the landing gear lowered, the dropship bounced a little off the damaged deck before sliding on its underbelly towards the hangar opening. Grabbing the support handles, Haldron 44 Stryker tightened his harness. As the mesh of a cargo underbay crumpled beneath the weight of the monstrous dropship, the craft caught on the lip of the depression and began to tip. Allowing himself a moment of disconcertion, Stryker felt the craft lurch forward. The cockpit tilted, and before the Scutari commander knew it, the Nuncio had tumbled straight out of the rolling hangar, nose first, into a thundering freefall. Hauling on heavy-duty hydraulic handles and plungers, the pilot servitor began the process of negotiating the plummeting dropship out of its dive. Strategically firing air brakes and flaps as the Nuncio shot down through the upper atmosphere of the Forge world, the drone brought the nose of the dropship up and fired the descent thrusters, all the while wearing a rictus grin. Stryker could hear the boom of the powerful engine quad all about them, fighting the force of gravity that was dragging them at horrific speed towards the surface of Vulcanus Magna. As the Nuncio leveled out and slowed its descent, Stryker felt he could risk moving about the cockpit.
"Troop bay," Stryker voxed. "Acknowledge."
"Troop bay, aye,"
Sitor II Kirkady returned.
"Status."
"Ready for disembarkation, Primus," the Alpha told him.
"On your mark."
"The order is given. Weapons online."
"Weapons online, aye,"
Two Kirkady said. Unplugging from the vox station and unbuckling himself from the chair, Haldron 44 Stryker took several anchored steps across the cramped cockpit. The pilot servitor didn't even seem to notice him. Craning his neck and looking up through the canopy, Stryker stared back at the Basilica. One by one, the carrier's Scutari-laden complement of hulking dropships were falling from the port side of the yawing vessel. He watched the Sumptal IV, the Vegra Maximon, and the Lucifex all pull out of their tumbling descents, followed by successive ranks of following dropcraft. Two dropships suffered a minor collision upon clearing the carrier, while craft designated to drop from the starboard hangar opening were forced to slip from the launch rail to the deck and slide backwards the length of the flight deck. It seemed to make little difference to the tumble they found themselves in upon disembarkation.
"Not exactly protocol,"
Stryker muttered, satisfied that the dropships were clear. Not a moment too soon, as the starlit void suddenly blazed white as the sublight plasma drive of the Basilica went critical and detonated. Cycling through optical filters, Stryker watched the Scutari troop carrier blast itself to a billion shards of void scrap, prompting evasions and emergency maneuvering from the other transports. As Stryker's optics fell on the Opus Machina, holding station with several ARC cruisers above the carrier deployment, the Scutari commander attempted to make phylactic contact with the flagship's command deck.
Arc Mechanicus, Stryker transmitted. Arc Mechanicus, be aware. Ground to orbital ordnance. Ground to orbital ordnance. Immaterial infection. Be advised. Haul off to a safe distance. Given the nature of his report, Stryker expected to contact Udexil Spontic or the Magos Catharg. Instead, he found the fabricator locum inside his head.
Stryker unit,
Engra Myrmidex said, his words like thought-crafted steel.
Status report.
We lost the Basilica and her crew to immaterial infection, the Primus told him. We have deployed at 82% fighting strength. I have ordered the rest of the Skitarii legions to initiate insertion prematurely also. The mission proceeds as normal, Fabricator Locum.
Make sure that it does, Stryker unit.
My lord, the Skitarii commander said. Naval resources plus the encountered system and planetary contingencies point to a determined defense.
What is your point, Stryker unit?
Only, Lord Fabricator, that Vulcanus Magna has not been idle in its isolation, Stryker transmitted back. The Forge World seems at the height of its defensive and productive powers. Are you sure that you wish to commit our ground forces without reinforcements?
Engra Myrmidex sent back nothing for a few moments.
Just do your duty,
the Fabricator Locum streamed finally.
Take the planet for me, for your Fabricator General and Forge World, for the Machine God. Just take back what belongs to the Holy Mechanicus.
Yes, my lord.